Senator, good morning. How are you?
I am well, Jack. How are you?
We're doing okay. I think everyone's kind of in a similar boat, you know, running around at this busy time of year, but we're not there yet to take a break, so everyone's pushing still. But I know you have a lot going on. Can we jump into a subject that, you know, I don't think's made the news enough? And we've had John Delano with the DEA on quite a bit talking about fentanyl trafficking coming in, and we know there's a situation on the southwest border, but can you talk a little bit about fentanyl in New Hampshire? Because it's a subject we don't hear much, but unless you have a loved one who's addicted, this stuff is still killing too many people here.
Yeah, it really is. And before we talk about that, just to your comment about everybody running around getting ready for the holiday, I just spent a little bit of time with some of my colleagues singing Christmas carols at our prayer breakfast. And boy, does that help focus on what's important. So
that's
I hope everybody
cool.
gets a little bit of a chance.
That's
cool. It's a bipartisan prayer breakfast. And so this morning was just about singing Christmas carols. And so
that's a story that you won't see on the news.
yeah. You won't see. We were in a little room in the Capitol, and we got a piano, and we got a harmonica player, and we got a good pianist, and a lot of us try singing. So it was a nice reminder of what's important, right? But look, let's talk about fentanyl, because it is a terrible synthetic opioid that continues to kill Granite Staters. It continues to kill Americans at unprecedented levels. It is far more lethal than heroin or OxyContin even, and so one of the things we've been doing is working ever since I went to China in 2019, where we pushed the Chinese government to list fentanyl as a banned substance. China manufactures and exports a lot of fentanyl. We've been trying to find other ways to hold them accountable. And so Senator Toomey and I got a provision put into the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, which I hope we are voting on today, that really gives us more tools to push China to make sure that whether they're producing fentanyls or these things called precursors, the chemical parts of fentanyl or the fentanyl analogs, that they are held accountable and possibly sanctioned if they don't crack down on this. Because the fentanyl's making its way, or the precursors to it, to Mexico, for instance, where the cartels are making this very potent drug, and then it's coming across the border and killing Americans. So, you know, we'll continue to push on this. I'm really grateful to John Delano and all the men and women at DEA for the work they are doing to try to keep Granite Staters safe, keep Americans safe, and combat this terrible, terrible drug.
Senator Hassan, the Build Back Better, you know, we just had Pete Buttigieg on the show the other day, Transportation Secretary, talking about the infrastructure bill. The Build Back Better, the number you keep hearing is about $1.8 trillion. I know the president is talking with Senator Manchin of West Virginia and others that might have concerns here, but in general terms, where is this at? And number two, are you worried about inflationary pressures right now? Do you think more federal spending would help or hurt the reality of inflation, which is hitting everyone in all walks of life?
Yeah, look, inflation is a concern for everybody right now, and that's why I pushed the administration to release more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. We have pushed for the release of more aid for the cost of heating people's homes. And this Build Back Better package, the second piece of the economic plan that the president has proposed, is also aimed at cutting taxes and lowering costs for Granite Staters, lowering the cost of prescription drugs, cutting taxes for parents by extending that child tax credit that we expanded last spring, lowering the cost of higher education and child care, increasing job training opportunities, and helping grow clean energy technology and combat climate mm-hmm. change. Those are all pieces of this bill that help us lower costs and then get people back to work right. and really get to the next stage of economic development. The other piece of the inflation picture, too, is that as long as there is a pandemic, we're going to see these disruptions in the supply chain, especially around manufacturing and transportation. So we need to get to the other side of the pandemic. And then the House also needs to pass another bipartisan bill that the Senate passed last spring, which is focused on us being self-reliant when it comes to manufacturing, research, and innovation and supply chains. So that's just kind of big picture. The economic plan that we are looking at right now, the House passed one, the Senate is not going to pass precisely what the House did. It's a 10-year plan. It is paid for. It is paid for by making sure that billionaires and the largest corporations can't avoid taxes. We are committed to not having any tax increases on people earning less, households earning less than $400,000. And there are some provisions that I don't like and I'm working to change, one of them being this provision about the SALT deduction, state and local tax deduction. We want that deduction to be available for families earning under $400,000, but not for millionaires.
Well, speaking of millionaires, one of the things that you've said more than often, Senator Hassan on Good Morning New Hampshire show this Wednesday morning, we need to get dark money out of politics, the billionaires, these big outside interests coming in. But yet that's all we see in these ads. And one of the ones, I don't know where this comes from, but let me just ask you this one. One of the ads that's up now on radio and TV is basically no tax cuts for the rich. And the NRSC has come out, and I don't know who's behind this, but maybe you can address it because people are seeing it every day, and they probably want to know what it means and what you think. But, you know, it has to do with this state and local tax deductions where this group says helps millionaires and billionaires in high-tax states like Massachusetts, New York, and California. So they're saying you favor, in the Build Back Better, a tax cut for the very rich. How do you address that, and is there any truth to that, and who's behind that?
Well, there isn't any truth to that. That's why I favor changing what the House did so that this state and local tax deduction would only be available to people earning, households earning under $400,000. This is about whether people in New Hampshire who pay property taxes can deduct those property taxes from their federal tax return, but I think it should only apply to families earning under $400,000. And I've said that. I'm pushing the Senate leadership to change that provision. But the irony here, if you will, is that the Republican Party has been standing with corporate special interests, standing with dark money in politics, providing corporate tax loopholes and loopholes for billionaires. They have opposed provisions. They are opposing the ways we want to pay for this plan, which is making sure that billionaires and large corporations pay their fair share. So this is a really kind of bad faith attacks. I have a long history of working to lower taxes for working people and small businesses. One of the provisions I really like in this House plan is one that I crafted, which increases the research and development tax credit for small businesses, especially startups. So that's how I've been trying to focus on really helping our families and our small businesses, and I'll continue to do that.
Senator Hassan, I want to ask you this question. When Governor Chris Sununu was openly considering a run for the U.S. Senate, and he opted not to and is running for a fourth term as governor, and you've already commented on that in the show. I'm not going to ask you your reaction to that. That was weeks ago or months ago. But the governor would come on and criticize the federal delegation, the Democrats, you in particular, and saying any good Republican can defeat Senator Hassan in the midterms. And that may have been a glittering generalization because my last count is not a lot of Republicans have jumped into this U.S. Senate primary in the hopes of taking you on. Do you think some of the names and some of the people that were looking at this are maybe having second thoughts that maybe you're not so beatable? I mean, I'm just asking you, are you surprised more Republicans haven't jumped into this primary?
You know, my focus right now is on getting us through this pandemic, encouraging more people to get vaccinated, encouraging people to do everything they can to slow the spread of a virus that is really creating unbelievable stress and strain in our healthcare system in New Hampshire and in our economy. And my continued focus long term is to make sure that we are giving people and small businesses the tools they need so if they work hard, they can get ahead and stay ahead, working in a bipartisan way to expand our economy and to really make sure that we are the best 21st century economy on the planet. And I'll continue to do that kind of work. Somebody's going to run against me. I'll continue to go to every corner of New Hampshire to ask for the support of voters in New Hampshire. We are always in competitive races because Granite Staters are independent thinkers, and they like to make sure that they're familiar with your record. They know what you've worked on, and they want to see how your record aligns with their priorities. I work really hard to listen to the people of New Hampshire and reflect those priorities, whether it's making sure we have the kind of cybersecurity we need, and would be happy to talk with you about the NDAA and the cyber provisions that we've managed to put in there. We've also managed in things like the bipartisan infrastructure bill to address the PFAS contamination that is such a concern for Granite Staters all across the state. So there's a lot to focus on, and that's what I try to do. This is such a privilege and an honor to serve the people of New Hampshire in this role, and I look forward to talking with people and making my case for reelection.
Senator Maggie Hassan, thank you. I wish we had more time. I would ask you about a couple of those other measures. We'll get you back maybe one more time, but if not, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and I won't make you sing a carol from this morning, but thank you for doing that. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, everybody. Take care.